Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Hi, I'm here with all my buddies for Creation Station. There's five of us in the office. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Everybody else is out in the living room listening to it over the airwaves. So, boy, do we have some great new highlights to bring you from Friday night and yesterday here at Creation Station. The first thing I want to read to you is the first thing, though, that I started off the weekend about, and it kind of sums up everything. So listen, stop doing the dishes right now and listen. Life is not what you see, but what you've projected. It's not what you felt, but what you've decided. It's not what you've experienced, but how you've remembered it. It's not what you've forged, but what you've allowed. And it's not who's appeared, but who you've summoned. And this should serve you very well until you know who you already are. That pretty much said, if you can get that paragraph, your life changes in the snap of a finger. That's it. That's everything. It's you want to change your life, change the way you see your life. We asked what the highest information about manifesting with love was, because that's what this whole weekend is about. And it's that all things are possible with love. Now, gosh, there's a book they wrote a long time ago that I think says the same thing. And when are we going to accept it, guys? When are we going to start putting it into practice? That's the challenge. And the new claim from the core belief, when I come alive again, I am sick, which means when I come alive in my spirituality and my I am presence and the power of my own creation, there's a belief that we get sick. And the statement is, I am my highest state of spirituality and knowingness. I am, right? So you get to direct the outcome of however you want your power to be. If you want it to be limited, the universe will give it to you limited. If you want to be fearful about your power, you'll get to experience more of the fear of your power. It's not going to get you where you want to go, but that's the way it works. The next piece of information came from Jennifer McLean's show that I did this week, and I brought forward at the beginning of the show a lot of the things we learned about racism. And one caller came in, and she started explaining that she never felt included, and she never felt a part of. And basically, what it all came down to is she was judgmental and racist against herself because she was a lesbian, and she had always judged herself for being that. So it was self-inflicted racism. You can call it self-judgment. It's really all the same thing. When you judge any energy as less than, that's a racist point of view. So where are you judging yourself as less than? That's your great opportunity to turn your life around. And yes, we covered the love and intention. I want to tell everybody June 30th is the next webinar. God help me, on gun violence. And why, what's going on with all this? And is it systemic? And what's, well, see, as soon as I asked the question, they brought in COVID. So COVID definitely has a lot to do with it. And it's true. I don't know if you guys are out driving or interacting a lot with the public. Everybody's got their head up their wazoos, guys. It's crazy. People don't know where they're going. They're driving irrationally. I saw four people at the grocery store bump into everybody.
Using a lot.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Okay, Stephen.
Just having to do this.
Stephen. You're on. Yeah, he just discovered he was live. Okay. Anyway, so I'm interested. It's certainly not all COVID, but COVID has exasperated what's going on within these people, where they have to feel like they have to lash out with its violence. Okay, so that'll be June 30th. I'm anxious to see what the channel says about all of that and what we can do about it. Well, of course, it's all about this weekend. They're saying already the one thing you can do is hold love about it all. Be love is the higher claim. All right, I think we're going to go to the calls, which means hopefully we can get a whole bunch more in today. And we're going to start with Arlene in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee, it's Charlene.
Oh, Charlene, I'm sorry. He heard you incorrectly.
Right.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I am calling to ask about my aunt. She is in an extended care ICU hospital with COVID, and she is not doing well. And I just wanted anything the channel has, and the big question is she leaving?
Well, the most accurate question is she leaving now?
Okay.
And my pendulum goes to a no, but now means this moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I say, is she leaving soon, I get a yes.
Okay.
And they always want you to know she's totally ready. She's like beyond ready.
Yeah.
She's like done with dealing with all this, all the challenges. Has she had a lot of challenges in her life?
Yeah, and she has Hashimoto's thyroiditis and diabetes.
She's just tired of struggling with her body.
Yeah.
But she's not going to leave quite yet. So,
okay. You
know, what you can do, what you can all do, if you're dealing with anybody that you can't really physically be with in a lot of ways, you know they accept and get your energy. They get the love you send them. They get the permission to go that you send them. They receive all of that. Hold on, there's something hanging up right over here to my left. Well, balance switch. I think she's coming through to tell you, I don't know where we're going, core belief. This page here. When I come alive again, I'm sick.
Is that, that's her core belief?
Well, there's a message. Oh. She wants you to know that she had been opening up to her spiritual self more and more. And she had this belief that she needed to get sick when she did that. And that's what a lot of, well, now they're saying that's a lot of what COVID is that belief that just as we're getting enlightened and really understanding the power that we all have, this belief locked in pretty good. And you know, when COVID first came in, we got the information that it was all about, I have no control.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, the highest message is you have all the control. You are the only ones that have the control to create your lives.
Yeah.
So again, when I come alive, I thrive. Right? The more I expand in my spiritual knowing that I'm the God of me, the happier and the healthier and the wealthier and the more beautiful relationships I create in my life. And so it is. So good.
I had go ahead. Oh, I just had one other quick question, too. I just wanted to ask the channel is if my thyroid is okay. There, I did have a doctor tell me my thyroid's enlarged. I'm going to see an endocrinologist, but I just wanted to know if I think it's okay, but I just wanted to ask.
They're saying that's not the right question. Is there anything dangerous about your thyroid? Is that
yeah,
the highest question? No, I get a no. I get a no.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean you might not need to go on a thyroid pill. That's not dangerous.
Right.
There's nothing life-threatening going
on
there.
Okay.
That's
a true
statement.
I have to see an endocrinologist to just, do the blood work and all of that.
Well, absolutely. And guys, you know what the channel says? If stuff like that comes up, it's better to follow through and do it, because if you don't follow through and do it, then you're always holding in your energy. I wonder if something's wrong.
Right.
You know? So go and take care of it and know what you have to do, or know you're fine, and then, joyfully move on with the creation of health in your life, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. All right, we're going to Kathy. Kathy in Kentucky.
Hello. Hello, everybody. this will follow up a little bit with the COVID thing. I was wondering if the channel would give a little bit more clarity to, I know that it said that the vaccine is safe and we called it in and all that, but what are their reactions to all of these things that are coming out now that it's programmed to destroy our immune systems when we get other things, et cetera, et cetera?
Is that on the CDC website that the vaccines destroy our immune systems toward other diseases?
I think this is part of the, can't think what the word is, conspiracy type things as to
why are you even listening to that, Kathy?
I'm not exactly. I just.
Well, you are if you're asking me that question, woman. Yes, you are.
Well, okay.
And what it plugs us into is fear, and it supports that deep-seated core belief in us that the man is screwing us over, that we're not being told the truth, that we're not being respected, that we're being used. All those lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of old stuff that we've lived through from the very beginning because Eve got screwed over, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. No. So let me now ask the channel, is there anything detrimental or dark or mysterious or any vengeful acts purposely being perpetrated with this vaccine? It's a big no, Kathy.
Okay.
Guys, don't let that, you're in charge of what you let into your energy.
Yes.
Now, when you let that in, Kathy, you went into a reaction, didn't you?
Of sorts, yes.
Okay. Anytime, even it's of sorts, that you're in reaction, you are out of creation. And it's your great opportunity to sit down and go, wow, why am I reacting to this? What's it plugging me into?
Okay.
And you know, as soon as you get there, so let's find out. Core belief, yes, not this page. Yeah, what it plugs you into is, I'm not the creator of me. They're doing it to me. Somebody else is in charge of my creation. And that's not true. You know that's not true, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Unless you believe it is. And then you get to live out that reality. All right. You good, my sweet thing?
Yes, I appreciate that lace to rest a lot. Thank you.
Good. You are welcome, sweetheart. You are so welcome. And we're going to Tim in New York. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It seems like the message is certainly on point for me, just listening to the callers and you. My question is, if there's any message in spirit or tips on me manifesting some of the great things that I'm attempting to bring into my life. I know it's a frequency thing, so I'm trying
It is
to,
a frequency thing, Tim. And basically, you're not in the frequency of love in creating all these things. You're in the frequency I've got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Literally, guys, it blew our minds in Creation Station. When I went around and tested everybody about, I had them pick two things they wanted to create. And then I said, are they in the frequency of love around this? Are they in the frequency? And as soon as they dropped into their heart and felt love around it, the pendulum switched, like within the snap of a finger is how fast it happened. So go to your love place. Do you know what? Have you followed me, Tim? Do you know what the love place is?
I do not know what the love place is.
Okay, good. So the love place is anything you think of that automatically opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. Like I go right to my dog. Some people go to a place in nature or a newborn baby. Anything that's unconditional love.
Okay.
Got one? Okay. Now think of something you want to create. Just think of it. Just and hold it with that state of love. That's it. That's your job. Now ask the universe to come create it with you. The more you love what you want, the more you create it. Got it?
Got it.
I know it sounds airy fairy. I know it sounds too simple because we are fighting eons and eons and eons of teachings about how we have to struggle. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just
sounds
try it.
Simple. I will
just
try it.
Try
it.
It.
Thank you so very
just
much.
Try it. It's
you
easy.
It.
It's easy peasy, as somebody at CSS. All right, Miss Maria, how are you doing?
It's not as good as I'd like to be.
Hold on. I'm going to be a little tough love here. Isn't that kind of where you're always at?
Yeah.
when I talk to you? Okay.
Yep.
Are you kind of tired of living there?
Am I tired of living there? Yeah.
Okay. So who's the one who can change it?
Me.
Yep. You bet. So did you hear the beginning thing that I read?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Life's not what you see, but what you project.
Yeah.
So what's your perspective of life that you're putting out there?
Victimization.
Yep. And nobody's ever there for me, and nobody comes through for me. And so, baby, if that's how you see the world, that is all the world can respond back to you with your reality.
Except I didn't believe that first, and things happened, then I started seeing patterns, and then I started reacting, because that's what I was taught. You have feelings. Someone acts a certain way, that means that's hurtful. And then
but I'm
continues.
Asking you to reteach yourself. They didn't teach you the truth.
Right.
But you keep living their truth and not getting the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So can you work with yourself to start seeing the world in a new perspective? I'm choosing today to see the world that shows up for me. Because until you shift that, baby, there's not much more I can do, or any great channeler for that matter, or teacher. It all comes back to you guys and what you're willing to shift.
Thought I was, but obviously not, because
you,
it keeps happening.
You are and you're not. You move into it and then you leave it, and then you move into it and then you leave it. And so something will show up and then it'll go away because you've gone away.
Mm-hmm.
You see, guys, you can't stop creating. As a matter of fact, when you start getting what you want, you have to really focus on continuing to create it. Because that's when a lot of people go, oh, okay, well, I got it. Except creation is ongoing and it happens in every moment. Okay?
So what am I supposed to do with the energy of if something happens and it's hurtful, it's disrespectful, it's upsetting, and I can't remove myself from that setting?
Sure you can. Yeah. And I shared this story of my own. That's what happened with me and my family when I went back to visit my brother, and the channel said, it doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter what they say. It only matters, are you holding yourself in love? That's the only thing that matters. And the core belief that they want you to focus on redirecting is, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Well, guys, if there is that belief in your subconscious about anything, that thing, even if it's life, will continue to give you experiences that you don't belong. So the first thing we have to do is turn that around, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm supposed to be here and I belong. Just use that statement and connect with your love place. Just do that. Don't try anything else. Just do that for a week. Okay, Maria? Keep it simple, because it is. All right,
okay.
Baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan! Everybody loves their symbols. Say,
hey.
Everybody loves...
Hey. Hey there.
We just love
that's
them,
that's what I was calling about. You know, all day yesterday I was focused on Creation Station, and I feel like I'm there.
Well, you are. If your energy, your energy, it's here. And
yeah,
everybody just love those beautiful. And I love that they're magnets. That I'm going to put it right up on my refrigerator, so I walk by it and see it 50 times a day.
I'm going to do it that way from now on. I'm going to make them. That I just, you know, I got so many inspirations as to how to put them together. It was difficult right at first, but then it just kind of flowed. It just kind of came to me like, this. And
That's how it worked.
I asked for the energy. I said, okay, guys, you know, I asked for your guys to come in. I asked for my guys to come in and coordinate with your guys to get these done because I really, really wanted to be there. So,
well,
yay.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate them. I'll be mailing them out to everybody that did on Zoom. Yeah, thank you, because I know you worked really hard on them, Susan, and they're just beautiful.
I took a lot of time creating them with a lot of studying the universe and I did a lot of work over COVID, and just putting the ideas together as to what I wanted to do.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah, so,
thank you so much, sweetheart.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
I popped you off. But we love him. Just know we love him. Okay, we're going to Jereen in South Dakota. You're on.
Oh, hello. I just had complete left hip surgery. They did complete surgery, the whole ball and joint. And I'm kind of resistant to going to physical therapy. I don't want any more pain. So
no, you need to go. You need to go.
No. Okay.
Okay.
You need to go.
So what, when I say you're doing any of your own work around your hip, I get a no.
Okay.
So are you sending it love?
Are you going to say no?
I love you, new little ball and joint. I just love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I just
grieve
letting go of the old pieces, and yeah, okay. So send it love, okay.
Oh, you bet. Look, if somebody walked up to you and said, "You've been chosen to be the next bionic woman to save the world," would you be happy about shifting your joints to be the next bionic woman? I would. I'd go, hot damn, I don't know why you picked me, but let's go. Okay, so again, there's your perspective, Shereen.
Yes.
Pick the perspective, guys, that's going to heal you, that's going to create your money, that's going to bring in that beautiful person into your life. Not, you know, if you're looking out in the world going, there's so many assholes out there, I got to find a nice guy somewhere. Probably you're going to look for a really long time through the assholes first.
Yeah.
Because that's your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Is there anything
I
else? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My husband, he said something about, well, I'm not going to help you. And I'm like, I think I'm doing pretty good at, you know, getting around, you know, recovery, anything there. Do I have a wrong perspective there?
No, they're saying you're doing great. And if you just would move into the state of love more, you'd be doing fabulously great. You know, and is he doing that out of love that he's not helping you?
I think he thinks that, yeah. You know, that she's got to get stronger on her own. Yeah.
Well, great. And I'd look at him and say, I agree. And if I need your help, you'll be here.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's kind of how you're feeling, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I just need to say something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you, baby.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
What do you mean I'm not going to help you? Guys. Oh, Doreen, I know you're off, but they wanted to add very quickly. It is, sorry, men, kind of a guy thing. They can't handle us being sick very well. They get all kerflumped. Yes, that's my word, kerflumped. So just know that that may be a part of it, that he's going, he looks like that, well, I'm not going to help you. And it's really, what do I do with you know, I don't know what to do with her like this. Hey, man, my big burly Marine, every time I get the flu, he would become like a five-year-old boy. It was so funny. Elizabeth, whoops, now you're on in Illinois.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for this. I am so happy to have found you and to have heard these words for the first time. I'm going to be doing some deep diving into your work.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Thank you. I just feel like so much has already shifted in listening to the other callers. I've written down so much. I'm so grateful. So I am looking to level up in my world, my finances. I'd love a job that pays me value. I'd also love to take my own healing work and my artwork, skyrocket that. I'd love to look better. I'd love to attract someone. So what I'm looking for is, I guess, the frequency shift, perhaps.
Well, yeah, and that's within you. I was testing everything you said and everything went to no. So you think you want it, and you do want it, and there's one core belief in the way of all of it. This page, this page here. 829. Aha. Okay. So it's the claim I am that I am. Do you know what your I am presence is? Okay. Do you remember, I don't know what religious training you've had, that God said, I am that I am?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. In other words, I have to say I'm God if I'm going to be God. If I'm going to experience myself as God, I have to say I'm God. And so you're not claiming who you are. I am the God of Elizabeth that is joyfully creating everything I want in this life. Now it goes to my big yes. So did you write that down?
Because nobody can think
a thought for you, feel a feeling for you, hold a perspective for you. That makes you the God of you. And that's your I am presence. So, everybody, we have to claim, define who we are in order to be it. For years, people would come up to me and go, oh, you're a movie star, aren't you? I went, well, I'm an actress. Yeah, see? Yeah. So that I was limiting my own definition of who I am. That's why I tell you all to get up every morning and go, I know, and I'm clear. Everything's easy. So I am the God of Elizabeth that is creating everything she wants in her life right now. And then, guys, from what we've learned this weekend, and our mouths were kind of on the floor when this happened as we went around the circle. As soon as we connected the thought of what we wanted with love, we were in alignment to create it. I mean, like the snap of a finger, quick.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of where we were at this weekend. Holy, right?
Okay, so that takes it away from external to internal.
Oh, it's
that's
all
such
internal,
a different relationship.
Elizabeth. It's all internal. And that's science, because once you shift your frequencies, all frequencies around you have to shift. And you literally create an electric field, a magnetic field that draws the things you want to you if you are in the state of love.
So
then they just come to you.
Connecting with that statement, and then visualizing what it is you want and then sending love to that object. So, for example, a new car. So saying,
okay, so I didn't have to do anything. I saw a car and I felt love. That's all you have to do.
Okay. You can feel that shift.
Yeah, you can feel it. And that feeling sends out impulses, first of all, into the universe of your body and out to the universe of creation. So
I can also
you
feel
know,
it contradicting everything I've ever learned.
No shit. You know? There's
such
the rush.
Weird feeling.
That
yeah.
We've all of us, been taught to struggle.
And it's like almost this weird sense of like betraying like all the programming, or like you're not allowed to feel that way. It's like it feels better.
Whose message is that, Elizabeth? Who gave you that message?
Let
me help you out. Go to your mom. So did you watch your mom struggle in her life?
Still doing it.
Okay. Well, so when we're little, we look at our moms, the first God that we have, and she's struggling, and we go, okay, that's what you have to do in life. You have to struggle. I know it well. Oh, I come from a really poor family. My mom worked every minute of her life.
Can I say something or ask
yes.
something? So with my daughter, who's 10, watching me with this paradigm, how can I reverse that? I mean, what's already been the foundation that's been laid, and how can I change that for her so that she doesn't walk that path?
Well, she has to change it for her, first of all. But the best way a parent can help influence a child is not by worrying, but by modeling what the highest truth is. And there's nothing wrong with saying to your kid, you know what? Mommy just learned that she's been doing all this stuff with life wrong. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool that at my age I get to learn to turn everything around and start creating things more easily? So we're going to do that now. Will you help me?
That's really beautiful.
That empowers your children, guys. It's never, ever, 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 ever too late to model for them. I say to my daughter all the time, go beyond me. Go beyond me in everything I've ever done. Make more money, be more successful, be more healthy, be happy, happier in your life. You know, take all my good stuff and leave all my limiting beliefs that I may have given you behind. They don't serve you. And she's a little powerhouse, so she's a good girl, a nice girl, and a powerhouse of a girl.
Yeah.
And that's
what you want
for your daughter. Yeah. You're doing a good job, Elizabeth. She's in good shape. You focus on you, and that's the best way you can improve her life. Okay?
I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, sweetheart. I love that little laugh, Elizabeth. Peggy in Wisconsin, what's up?
Oh, hi there. I'm so grateful to talk to you. And yes, the previous caller was very joyful to listen to, as
great.
Were all of them, actually. I have two main questions for you, and I'm excited to hear what the channels have to say. I've been working for the past 30-ish years very intensely on everything that you've been talking about. And I'm very joyful and grateful for, you know, how far I've come so far.
I get a big yes but on that.
Oh.
And well, take the butt out. Take the butt out and give me an and.
And. Okay, uh-huh. Good. Thank you. Okay. And I would like to know what remaining maybe blocked thought patterns, you know, am I continuing on the same path, which is taking longer with health, particularly pain in my back, neck, and hips, and also I'm concerned about my colon. That's the first question.
Okay, so simply put, you want to know if you're in alignment for good health.
Okay, let's word it that way.
Okay. No. Now, look, guys, and we've worked so much on this. We've dealt a lot with this in Creation Station. All the top scientists know and have proven that it's absolutely possible to turn around every single disease we have, that they're not genetic, that they're more epigenetic around
right.
What fear and belief systems that are limiting you that you're still holding. Most of us, the biggest frontier that we have to work on is believing that we can create a healthy body and a healthy mind. We've had that power taken away from us for too long. You have to find a good doctor, right? That's everybody's first. So the basis of your back and neck, and what?
Hip.
Hip.
And then the colon. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The back, neck, and the hip are and there's two core beliefs. And they're saying mostly it's in your hip that's affecting your back and neck. I'm not a doctor. I just
that's
say
correct,
what on
though.
TV. when I say a chiropractor could help, I get a no, but an osteopath, I get a yes. Do you know what an osteopath is?
I do. I do not have one in my repertoire, but I certainly will look for one.
Okay.
And
do you muscle test or use a pendulum or anything?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Just test which is the highest one to create the highest frequency of health and wellness in your body. Okay, now these are the core beliefs behind that. Here, 1, 2, 5, 1, 2, 3. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. You know the picture they're showing me is a person trying to get up on a horse. You know, and they've got one foot. They have one foot in the stirrup. And they keep trying to get up, and they keep trying to get up, but they don't get up on it. What does that do to your hip if you keep trying to get up, and you keep trying to get up on the horse? Do you see the wear and tear that
yeah.
causes yeah,
uh-huh.
in your hip? So you have to know exactly what you want around your health and wellness. Do you want to be on top of it or not?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it goes to no. So just take that statement to your love place. Just say, I am health and I am wellness. And feel that love. And
okay.
Take time, guys, to really, and I've done this with myself and had miraculous results. Take time to really say, I love you, hip. I love you. You're so special to me. I just love having you in my body. You're so wonderful, and you take me so many places. You know? Love on it. what we're taught to do is to worry about it. And what does worry do? It tells your brain to think more on what you don't want. All right, mm-hmm. So that's the first one. The second one, page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. I would start saying I'm good enough to stay here and dance and get up on any horse I want to get up on, babe. That's my direction to my body. I am directing you, body, to know that you're good enough. Literally, your body is good enough to stay and be vital. Okay, now the colon is a whole different thing. Sheets, book. Can you give me a song, please? Any song that pops in?
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. You know, pardon my French, but this is the way they're giving it to me. If we keep holding on to our shit, we're not very happy. Well, that's what your colon is telling you. Just what's the biggest piece of shit energetically in your life that you could release right now and not give any more energy to?
Probably anger towards my ex-husband.
Get a big yes on that. Well, you're paying for it with your body. Do you want to?
No.
Okay. He doesn't care. He's gone. The only thing, the only person that the anger is taking down is you. Okay?
Right.
All right, baby.
Right.
Got to move on, but you got a lot of good answers there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You are most welcome, Miss Peggy. Dances. Where have you been all my life?
Oh, I've been around.
What's up?
How are you? I just wanted to share something.
Okay.
And what happened was that I've been watching, I would watch the news and then I'd quit because it would just really piss me off. And so I started watching it again. And then I noticed one day I got real upset and I started having an eye migraine and a severe migraine headache.
Yep.
And then I hear myself going, calm down, get back into love. Everybody's on their own journey. And I did, and it went away.
Now, I hope everybody listened to this, because that's exactly what we've gotten in Creation Station, that it can turn around and does turn around that quickly. Oh, I love that you shared that, Dances.
Oh,
they
well,
were yelling at me to bring you on, too. So, good for you, sweetheart. That's
well,
awesome.
Well, I figured it'll help everybody.
You bet, because, you know, nobody thought you could run a 30-second mile or whatever it was until somebody did it. 4 seconds? 4 minutes. Okay. Well, maybe there's somebody's going to... Maybe... You know what they're showing me is that little, not a rabbit, a fox or something, that his legs go around really, really fast. Maybe somebody's going to run a 30-second mile. That'd be interesting to watch, wouldn't it? But anyway, somebody's got to do it first, Dances. And,
yep.
And the more we do it, and I'm telling you, all the scientists have proof of it. If you want to start changing your brain, go in and listen to the myriad of things that are available to you from these scientists, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza. Go immerse yourself in that, because the more you study them, the more you will see the proof that they have that the mind heals the body. Or let me be more specific, the change in frequency within you heals you.
Yep.
And the highest frequency right now is to access your state of love.
I got one more thing real quick.
Okay.
I used to weigh 220 pounds, and then I was poisoned. I got real sick and lost a bunch of weight. And
what a way
so,
to get rid of it, dude.
And I know. But I had to buy some new shorts and jeans and stuff because the ones I was wearing were so baggy. So I went into JCPenney's and I got these size 8s because 10s were too big. And I held them up in the fitting room and I went, oh, my God, those will never fit over my butt. And I put them on. They fit. I buttoned them right up, and I, you know, and I turned around and I said, this was my mind's eye at looking at myself.
Yep.
Not wanting to believe that I could wear a size 8 again.
Well, and you see, you didn't believe it until you proved it to yourself.
Exactly.
What I want you all to hear is if I could just get you to believe it, the proof would be there. It will show up for you. But you've got to take that leap of faith, all of us. All right? Great stories, dances. I love it. Oh, my gosh. You know, I could go for another 3 minutes, but we're not going to because I've got a house full of beautiful people waiting for me to start Creation Station out there. So everybody in the room, let's say it together. Loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Love you guys. See you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.